With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Let's take a further look at the vice presidential debate and some of the fallout that's resulted from the debate. The reaction panel assembled by pollster Frank Luntz found Kamala Harris to be abrasive and condescending. The complaint about Mike Pence was that he was too tired, but he was vice presidential or presidential. The vice president lambasted Joe Biden's failure to confront ISIS terrorists and save Kayla Mueller. The vice president was successful in contrasting President Trump's record of cutting taxes for middle-class families, while Joe Biden has already said he would gut those taxes and impose additional taxes on the American people. The vice president also called out Kamala Harris for supporting massive tax hikes, the Green New Deal, banning fracking, and opposing replacement of NAFTA with the USMCA. And once again, Harris refused to say whether or not she and Biden would support packing the Supreme Court, an action opposed by the majority of Americans. She was dishonest in her reference to Abraham Lincoln not nominating someone to the Supreme Court in October of 1864, when she said, "Honest Abe said it's not the right thing to do and wanted the people to vote first." Well, Lincoln said no such thing. Lincoln did not send the nominee to the Senate because the Senate was out of session. However, he did send the nominee to the Senate the day after the session began, and his nominee, Salmon P. Chase, was confirmed the same day. So Kamala Harris simply invented history to suit her debate narrative. Now, how can anyone believe her when she avoids the issues and then makes things up to suit her need for a response? And on this last point, Joe Biden was once again asked on Thursday if he would pack the Supreme Court, and he finally had an answer. He said, "You'll know my opinion on court packing when the election is over." Seriously, the same answer Nancy Pelosi gave when asked about Obamacare. She told the American public they would find out what's in Obamacare after it's been passed. ABC News published a lengthy piece that claimed to have fact-checked the debate between the two VP candidates. However, they only bothered to scrutinize one of the candidates, Mike Pence. They ignored Kamala Harris altogether. ABC jumped in to offer a town hall for Joe Biden on the date of the now apparently canceled second presidential debate. It's presumed that it will be a love fest if ever there was one. So, what were some of the reactions to the vice presidential debate? Nora O'Donnell of CBS said, quote, "Mike Pence was masterful, and many times it seemed like Kamala was on defense," end of quote. Sarah Fagan of ABC News said, quote, "Vice President Pence was very strong in the economy. He really had Kamala Harris on the defense, specifically on the Green New Deal and the impact that it would have on jobs and taxes. So I thought he did a great job," end of quote. Josh Hammer of Newsweek wrote, quote, "This is one of the most one-sided political debates I can recall. Watching Pence is in his element and on cruise control," end of quote. Jay Tapper of CNN said, quote, "Harris wouldn't answer the question about the court packing, and that's significant, and Biden and Harris should answer it," end of quote. Now, none of those people mentioned are pro-Trump. Some are out-and-out Democrat partisans. It's true that the vice presidential debates rarely have a significant impact on the vote for president. However, in a year when the presidential candidates are older, one having come down with coronavirus and the other not displaying a great sense of lucidity, the question of who might very well succeed the president is foremost in this campaign. It was clear in the VP debate who was the most presidential. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.